Hi guys, it's April 5th, 2020. This is going to be my fifth video in the series, is the coronavirus being used as a front to conduct mass arrest and military operations? And the answer to that is yes. And if you haven't watched the other videos in this series, I advise you to do that to get caught up. So, I haven't done a video in a few days, and the reason why I haven't done a video in a few days is because there's been so much disinformation that's come out and a ton of conflicting reports, and there's been a lot of speculation and rumors that there are operations right now where children are currently being rescued and that the ships and the tents are being used for these children that are being rescued from sex trafficking rings. And I did not want to do a video until I could get some clarity on if this is A, really happening, and if I could get it confirmed. And I still don't have full clarity on that, unfortunately. But I'm going to do my best to give you the facts as best as I know them. And I'm going to try to make sense of all the confusion and all the conflicting reports that are coming out right now. And people that come to my channel because I focus on child sex trafficking and exposing Pizzagate. And the last thing I want to do is give people false hope or to report something that's not true, especially when it comes to rescuing children. So I'd rather stay silent until I have clarity on what's going on in the news and before I, you know, do a video. So that's why I haven't updated my page in a few days. And I still have been posting on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, so you guys can follow me there when I am not posting YouTube videos, because my YouTube videos are meant to make sense of all the news that has been breaking recently. And so I need to give myself time to process everything and connect dots and navigate through all the fake news and the real news that comes out, which is not easy. And I spend 20 hours a day some days just doing research, and I'm still often confused as to what's going on in the world. So let's just try to tackle what's really going on. And if you do want to follow me on Facebook or Instagram, my Instagram is at Liz Croken, and my Facebook page, I'm holding up a George magazine in the picture. All right, so in my other YouTube videos in this series, I talk about how this virus is real, but the White Hats are using this as an opportunity to conduct mass arrests and conduct military operations while people are on lockdown. And so I've discussed how there's been mass arrests with members of the CJNG cartel. There's been hundreds of members that have been arrested in the past couple of weeks, and there's been also members of MS-13 that have been arrested. So we've had the arrest of low-level deep state cabal agents that have happened. And then a few days ago, we had our DOJ indict the illegitimate president of Venezuela, President Maduro. So that's a really big deal. That's not a small fish. That's someone that was the illegitimate head of a country. So people that don't think that the big fish are going down are wrong, because that's a big fish. And there's bounty on his head right now. And our DOJ gave a press conference about his indictment, and they offered a lot of money to get him. So let's talk about what happened this week. One of the biggest news announcements that happened this week was President Trump and his military officials announcing that they are launching a counter-narcotic operation in the Caribbean. So let me just read you a few snippets from a report that was published a few days ago in The Hill. The Trump administration officials announced Wednesday that the U.S. military would send naval ships and aircraft to the Caribbean as part of an enhanced counter-narcotics operation. President Trump and other top officials discussed the operation at the top of a White House coronavirus briefing Wednesday evening. Trump said it was important to not let drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Pentagon would deploy additional ships, aircraft, and security forces to the U.S. Southern Command area of responsibility as part of the operation. And what else was announced this week is the military announced that the U.S. Army's Northern Command, which is in charge of Homeland Security, will be isolating at the Cheyenne Mountain bunker in Colorado to ensure they can defend the homeland during the pandemic. Okay, so these are really huge developments, and there's clearly major military operations going down. There's clearly mass arrests happening, and the focus of the military operation going on in the Caribbean is to combat drug trafficking. Well, this is what I want to say about drug trafficking. Drug trafficking and human trafficking go hand in hand. People who smuggle drugs often smuggle humans as well. The same means and channels are used in both human trafficking and drug trafficking. So people who traffic drugs often also traffic humans and children. They use the same means. They go through the ports. They use shipping containers. They go through tunnels. They go through the border. They use private jets. The two go hand in hand. So if President Trump's military is tackling drug trafficking, I can guarantee you that they're also tackling human trafficking at the same time. Even if that's not the intention, people who smuggle drugs often are smuggling children. So if they're going after the drug smugglers, in effect, they're going after the human traffickers. So let's talk about the area where this counter-narcotics operation is taking place. It's taking place in the Caribbean. We know that drugs and humans are trafficked from South America, Mexico. They go through Mexico often. They go across the border. They go under the border. They use tunnels. There was a tunnel that was recently found a couple weeks ago, and the feds came out and announced that they found millions and millions of dollars worth of drugs in that tunnel. Well, guess what else they traffic in those tunnels? Children. So the fact that they're going after the drug trafficking, that tells me that they're also going after human trafficking. And let's talk a little bit more about the Caribbean. Who owns homes in the Caribbean? A lot of these elites. A lot of these elites that we know are involved in these elite pedophile rings, these elites that are involved in trafficking kids, these elites that are involved in engaging in rituals on children, many of them own homes in the Caribbean. For example, Jeffrey Epstein, his private island where he was trafficking children, where he was abusing children with his friends, where he was conducting satanic ritualistic abuse on children, was in the Virgin Islands, on an island called Little St. James. You know, who else has an island in the Caribbean? Richard Branson does. Richard Branson has hosted parties on his island for NXIVM. The NXIVM group was trafficking children. And those of you who have been following me know that the NXIVM group has been completely dismantled, and the founder, Keith Raniere, was arrested and has been charged and is now sitting in a jail cell. So this area where the counter-narcotics operation is taking place is a hotspot for trafficking. It's a hotspot for the elites to traffic children. It's where Haiti is. We know that the Clinton Foundation was trafficking children out of Haiti. So again, it's not a coincidence that this narcotics, this anti-narcotics operation that's being run by our military right now is in the hotspots where these same drug smugglers are also trafficking children. So let me just read you some facts about drug and sex trafficking and how they go hand in hand. Trafficking of illegal drugs and human trafficking often happen together. Drug traffickers may also be transporting people as another source of money. Human traffickers may also force their victims to smuggle drugs across borders. Human traffickers can use drugs as bait to recruit people who have substance use disorder, or they can use drugs to force a victim to obey their orders or work harder for longer hours. And I also want to note that on the black market, child sex trafficking, human trafficking is a more profitable business than drug trafficking. So I don't believe that our military would only focus on drug trafficking and not human trafficking. And we know that the administration is focusing on human trafficking because President Trump has made it a priority of his administration. And he actually gave a listening session about human trafficking 2 weeks after he was sworn in as president of the United States. No one in the mainstream media covered it except for Eric Bolling, from what I could find. He gave a listening session from the White House. The White House press corps was invited. They went in, but the only report I could find in the mainstream media about what he was going to do to combat human trafficking was from Eric Bolling. I couldn't find anyone else in the mainstream cable news that actually covered this except for Eric Bolling. So we know that sex trafficking, combating it, has been a priority for President Trump and his administration since day one. And we also know that there's been a record number of pedophile arrests since he's become president. Jeffrey Epstein, NXIVM, they took down Backpage. Not only has he been taking down human trafficking rings in the United States, he's been taking them down globally. And he's actually been working with leaders in other countries to do this. He often will meet with a foreign leader or have a phone call with him, and then the next day or within the next 2 or 3 days, there's a huge trafficking ring that's broken up. And we know that there's been a breakup of the trafficking networks in Saudi Arabia as well. And as I've discussed previously in my other videos, we've seen recently almost 300 government officials from Saudi Arabia arrested. And then back in 2017, there was a huge shakeup with the Saudi royal family members that were involved in human trafficking as well. And President Trump played a huge role in that. So I believe that our military is cracking down not only on drugs, but they're cracking down on human trafficking as well. And people will ask me, well, then why don't they just say it? Why didn't they announce that this operation includes human trafficking? Well, I believe that President Trump and the White House have slowly been red-pilling the masses on the realities of human trafficking and what these elites are doing to children. And what they do to these kids is horrific, and it's really hard for people to accept and understand. And so the exposure on sex trafficking has to be slow, because if you follow Q, you know that Q has said that if the full truth came out, it would put 99% of the population in the hospital. People who have researched Pizzagate like me and have learned what these cabal elites do to children can't sleep. I have nightmares constantly just from the research I have done on Pizzagate. It's horrific. And unveiling these ugly truths to the public needs to be soft. It needs to be slow, because the truth is very hard to swallow, especially when it comes to the child sex trafficking. So I believe that's why they're not just coming out and announcing that they're going after these elite pedophiles that rape and eat babies. They need to do it slowly. And that's also why we saw President Trump in one of the coronavirus briefings the other day discussing the rescue of a young girl in South America. He brought up this young girl who was rescued by our military. General Milley led the mission. And he said that this girl suffered abuse so bad, it is the worst thing that could happen to someone next to death. So we do know that the military is rescuing people. So if it was just about drugs, then why did President Trump bring up this girl? Why did our military rescue this person? This person obviously was abused and most likely sex trafficked. So, all right. Let's get back to the coronavirus. This series is about how this pandemic and the coronavirus is being used as a cover to conduct military operations and mass arrests. And it's very clear now that that's true and that this is happening. And the media is not telling us the truth about the coronavirus, and they have thrown out a lot of bad information about it. They have made it seem that it's way worse, that the problem is way worse than it really is. And it's not to say that the virus isn't real or it's not serious, but the media has inflated the numbers. They have taken death cases that had nothing to do with the coronavirus and changed those cases and those death certificates to read that they were deaths due to the coronavirus. They have taken pictures from hospitals in Italy. CBS News did this, and used them in reports claiming them to be scenes from hospitals in New York. The mainstream media has completely lied to us about what is really going on with the coronavirus. So a lot of people started posting videos and pictures online of their local hospitals to show what's really going on in the hospitals, because the mainstream media was claiming that some of these hospitals were complete war zones and there was long lines and they were overflowing. And in many cases, that wasn't true. And so Film Your Hospital trended on Twitter the other day, and people were showing footages from hospitals, some in hotspots, some not in hotspots. But some people were showing footage from hospitals in hotspots in New York. And right after that happened, one of the hospitals in one of the hotspots, which was Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, came out about 2 days later and announced that actually they are receiving less patients and there are less patients coming in who are diagnosed with the coronavirus. So they admitted that they've seen a decline in patients who have come in and tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, I believe that the only reason why the hospital admitted this is because people were calling them out. And people were calling out the media for lying about what's really going on at these hospitals. So we have a spokesperson from this hospital come out and admit there's been a decline of coronavirus cases that have come out. So if that's true, if the numbers are going down, and we had President Trump and the FDA just approve the drug hydroxychloroquine to treat coronavirus, from what I can see and from what I've researched, this drug is very effective and it cures coronavirus. And this drug was approved by the FDA a few days ago because we're in a state of an emergency. So if we're seeing numbers going down in hospitals, if the reports of many hospitals overflowing with patients and being war zones aren't true, even if it's just some of them, and then compound that with the fact that we now have a drug out that it has a very high success rate, in some cases 100% success rate, we have this drug out now that cures the coronavirus. And then on top of that, we have a ton of hospitals in areas that aren't hot spots that not only are empty, I've received literally hundreds of messages from people that work at some of these healthcare facilities, and they tell me that their hospitals are so empty that they're telling people to go home. So let's look at all of these facts and line them up. If all of this is true, there's a drug out that can cure the coronavirus. The hospitals are not as crazy as the media is telling us they are. Some of these hospitals are so empty that they're telling hospital workers to go home. Then why do we have two hospital ships that went to New York, one to New York, and one to California? And why do we have all of these hospital tents being set up? And why do we have all these convention centers that are turning into makeshift hospitals popping up all over? It sounds like the pandemic's under control. It sounds like the numbers are going down. It sounds like we have a cure. So if that's all true, what are the ships used for? What are they going to be used for? And what are all these tents going to be used for? So let's talk about what these tents are supposed to be used for. And this is where it gets confusing. So these tents and some of these convention centers, I've read reports that some of these tents and convention centers are for people that don't have the virus. They're for people that are overflowing from some of these alleged hospitals that are at capacity. I've also read reports that some of these tents and convention centers are going to be for people that have the coronavirus. And I've also read reports that stated this convention center, this hospital's, you know, this hospital tent's going to be used for non-coronavirus patients. And then a few hours later, there was an announcement that it will be used for coronavirus patients. So it's very confusing. But if these tents and these hospitals that are popping up are going to be used for coronavirus patients only, and the numbers are going down, and we have the cure, does that make sense? Does that make any sense? Why wouldn't those, if the hospitals and the hotspots are truly overflowing, why wouldn't they just send those patients to hospitals in more rural areas that are empty? I'm telling you, I've gotten literally hundreds of messages from people from hospitals telling me that they're being sent home because their hospitals are so dead. So using logical thinking and critical thinking, there's a lot of signs pointing to the fact that these tents, these convention centers may be used for other reasons than to treat people with the coronavirus. Okay, so let's talk about the ships. The Mercy and the Comfort, they are not for coronavirus patients. The military has come out and they have said that these ships are not for coronavirus patients, and these ships are for patients from hospitals that are overflowing or for hospitals that need to make room for people that have coronavirus patients. Now, there's been spokespeople from the military that have come out and said that the ships are going to be used for people that have acute trauma. But then the Secretary of Defense said the other day that the hospital ships will be used for people that have severe trauma. So again, there's a lot of conflicting reports. So the people on the ships are allegedly from hospitals. But pictures that are surfacing, and George News has been posting a lot of pictures on their Twitter handle at the Collective Q from the hospital ships. Now, these patients are supposed to be from other hospitals. They're supposed to be transfers, but no one's saying what hospitals they're from. And obviously for HIPAA reasons, they're not naming the patients. However, a lot of the people that are coming onto the ship, they've shown images of the people blocking out their faces though, but you can see like their, some of their body parts, their hands and their legs. Some of these people look dirty. They have dirty hands. Now, if these people are transfers from other hospitals, they shouldn't be dirty. They shouldn't be dirty. That doesn't make any sense. So there was another picture that popped up that George News posted, and they put out that the photo came from the DOD. And this picture was of a person that appears to have a deformed ear and a body part that is possibly an arm or a leg. It's very hard to tell, but regardless if it's an arm, hand, or a leg, the body part appears deformed. And George News did post in one of their live chats, I believe, on YouTube, someone posted a screenshot of it, to look up what vitamin D deficiency and the lack of sunlight does to a person. And vitamin D deficiency and lack of sunlight causes bone deformities. Now, why would someone on the Mercy have bone deformities from lack of sunlight, if that person truly is deformed due to the lack of sunlight, which is just a theory based off of the evidence that has been presented? It is possible that that person could be a rescued sex trafficking victim. I know that there's a lot of people online that believe these ships are being used for rescued sex trafficking victims. And I theorized in my, I believe it was my last video, that these ships would possibly be used for rescued trafficking victims. And I still think that's possible. However, there's been a lot of reports that have come out from people claiming that that's what these tents are for and that's what these ships are for. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to confirm any of these reports. I haven't been able to confirm that this is for sure happening. I believe it's very possible. I hope that trafficking victims are getting rescued right now, but unfortunately, I cannot find one person that's been able to confirm this. And people that have gone on the internet and claims that this is truly what is happening, I haven't been able to verify who any of these people are. It doesn't mean that it's not happening. I just can't confirm it yet. And so I'm just trying to be very cautious, and I'm cautiously optimistic. I do think there's a very good chance that these ships are being used for victims. There's a lot of signs pointing to that, but I haven't gotten the confirmation from anyone I trust yet. And that's why I've been holding off on doing a video. But like I said, there's a lot of signs pointing that this is what is happening. So let's just talk about some of the other indicators that this is could be what the ships and some of these makeshift hospitals could be for. So some of these convention centers are being set up for children, okay? So the Javits Center in New York. The Javits Center in New York, the little makeshift hospital rooms that they've set up, I've gone online and I've looked at all the pictures and I've looked at the videos. Many of these rooms, if not all of these rooms, appear to be set up for children. These rooms have humidifiers that are penguins. Puffington penguin humidifiers. Those are humidifiers that are meant for children. Obviously, they're little cute little penguins. and these humidifiers are often used in nurseries. So why would they use humidifiers that are meant for children at this makeshift hospital if the hospital wasn't for children? Now, these rooms also have little red backpacks, and some people have told me that backpacks are often given to foster kids when they're first accepted at foster homes. And the rooms also have what appears to be like calming balm on the nightstand next to the beds. What else? One of the convention centers that is being set up in Texas, there's tons of images that have popped up from official verified accounts, by the way, of the military setting up playpens. Tons of playpens. Obviously, playpens are made for children. There's also been photos that have surfaced of boxes and boxes of diapers going into some of these makeshift hospitals. So it appears that many of these makeshift hospitals are preparing for large amounts of children. Now, the coronavirus, from what I can see via my research, and the mainstream media has covered this, children are least affected by the coronavirus, from what I've gathered. I've read many reports that say that the coronavirus does not impact children as badly as it impacts adults and elderly people. And there's been a lot of articles talking about how most children are carriers, but they don't actually get the virus. And if they do get the virus, then it's very mild. So if children are the least affected by this virus, yet all these makeshift hospitals are preparing for children, and they're allegedly for coronavirus patients, well, that doesn't add up, does it? So what are these makeshift hospitals really for, and who are they really for? Some of the patients on the Mercy had TPN bags, and these bags can be used for people that have digestive issues and for people who are starving. And some of the images from some of the patients on the ship do suggest that these people are starving, or I mean, they look very emaciated from the photos. And as I said earlier, some of them look deformed and they look dirty. So again, if these people are coming from other hospitals, they shouldn't be in this condition. It doesn't make sense. Now, the patients that are arriving at the Mercy, from what I can see, none of them are at least toddlers. There could be some kids. There's some images that I do believe could be children, but they're older children. I don't see any patients that appear to be babies or toddlers yet. And some of the pictures, the patients do appear to be adults. That doesn't mean that they're not trafficking victims, because there are trafficking victims who are in their teens and adults. So, but as of now, I haven't seen any images that suggest that the patients on the ship are young children yet. But with that being said, George News did release a video, I believe from the Comfort, showing baby beds and incubators. And I do believe that George News does release images and certain videos strategically to give us hints as to what is really going on. So the fact that they honed in on the incubators and the baby beds makes me believe, just like some of these makeshift tents, that the ships are truly preparing for children. All right. Back to, the children and children getting rescued underground. Again, I can't confirm that that's actually happening, but what we do know is that there are children that are trafficked underground. There are children that are kept underground. We know that children are trafficked all over this country underground. There are underground tunnels and military bases, and many of these cabal members have bunkers and they have tunnels, and a lot of these tunnels connect their homes. So we do know that children are trafficked underground, and we do know that children are kept underground. And we also know that children are bred underground. There are some children that are born into these rings that spend their whole lives underground. There are some children that literally have never seen the light of day. So we do know that children are held captive underground, and we do know that they're trafficked underground. I hope that these children are being rescued as we speak. There's a lot of signs pointing to that. And we do know that our military, the Pentagon, spent $500 million in 2018 to train soldiers to fight underground. And we have our military active all over the country right now. We have earthquakes happening all over the place. We had a huge one happen here last night in California. My whole place was shaking. I felt it. So everything, it does seem to be aligning, and everything does seem to be pointing that not only are these operations taking place, which we know they are, we know that for a fact, but it does seem to be pointing to the fact that these operations are rescuing children. With that being said, though, I haven't had anyone official or anyone that I know to be credible be able to confirm that for me. But I also haven't had anyone official deny that. So this is just, it has to be a waiting game for now. I think there's going to be a lot more news that breaks in the next few days. And if children are currently getting rescued, obviously these are secret military operations and they're not going to be able to announce it until it's over. But if that's what's happening, then I do believe we'll get some clarity and some confirmation very soon. I just don't want to give people false hope, because you guys follow me because you care about children. I do this work because I care about children, and the last thing I want to do is to give people false hope about children that we know are being held captive, children that we know are being sex trafficked. I pray that these operations are taking place. I pray these kids are being rescued as we speak, but again, I just can't confirm it officially, and hopefully I'll be able to one day soon. But what I can tell you is that kids have been rescued. The Trump administration, his DOJ, has been rescuing children since 2017. These rings have been broken up. There's been tons of articles written about it, but the mainstream media doesn't talk about it on the cable news networks. So we do know that children have been rescued since President Trump was sworn in as president. And people that follow Q know that these military operations have been taking place since 2017. And there's been all kinds of earthquakes and fires and bombs that have gone off that have not made the news because there have been military operations going on. And I do believe that there's been military operations that have gone on that have included child rescue, but the mainstream media just hasn't reported on it. So okay. Here's just another little nugget that I just thought was really interesting. The Chateau Marmont just announced the other day that they're laying off their entire staff. Well, the Chateau Marmont is one of the most famous hotels in Hollywood, and it is a huge celebrity hotspot. Like, I've been there a bunch of times when I was working in Hollywood, and I don't think there was one time I went to the Chateau Marmont and didn't see at least one big celebrity there. They're always there. Like, that's their place. They love the Chateau Marmont. It's a big hangout for a bunch of these loser celebrities. And Harry Morden owned the restaurant Pink Taco. And he died under suspicious circumstances a few months ago. And after he died, I was looking into his restaurant. And when I was looking into his restaurant, I found an article where he actually was talking about how there is a tunnel underneath Pink Taco that connects to Chateau Marmont. Now, the Chateau Marmont and Pink Taco are in Adam Schiff's district, and we know, thanks to Q, that Adam Schiff is involved in trafficking children. So I think that's very significant that the Chateau Marmont, that we know has underground tunnels connecting, that these elites have used and these celebrities have used, it's very significant that the Chateau Marmont has just laid off its entire staff. So I just thought that was significant and something I should mention. So I just want to also talk about all of the money and the efforts that are currently underway for combating trafficking and these trafficking victims. The DOJ announced this week that they're spending $55 million to combat child sex trafficking and to help victims. And then they also announced that they got over $13 million together in funding and grants to provide housing for trafficking victims. And the DOJ said that that is just the very first round of funding. The DOJ also noted that these amounts of funding that's being used for combating trafficking and for the victims is historic. So these are numbers that we've never seen before for victims. So again, everything seems to be lining up that the country, the military, the DOJ is preparing for there to be a just overflow of human trafficking victims popping up between the ships and the hospitals and all the money they're putting into victims. Right now, it makes it seem like they're preparing for a huge wave of victims. So everything seems to be pointing to that. Everything seems to be pointing to the fact that there might be thousands of victims that are rescued that are going to need immediate care. And everything seems to be pointing to that, but again, I can't confirm it officially. Another thing that President Trump has done that no one in the mainstream media talks about is that not only did he sign an executive order to freeze the assets for people who have committed human rights abuses, which obviously would include sex trafficking, he also has signed executive orders that would liquidate the money from these abusers and have it go straight to the victims. So someone commented on one of my social media pages the other day that $13 million allocated for housing for these victims doesn't seem like a lot of money, and it's not, but that was only the first round. But if you look at that, on top of the fact that President Trump has signed an EO for the victims to get money from their abusers, that's a really big deal. So again, you know, I know that everyone is hoping and praying that this is it, that this is going to be the big takedown, and that all these children that have been held captive underground are currently getting rescued by our military. It looks like that is what is happening, but I can't confirm it. I pray it's true, and there's clearly something going on. There's clearly something big going on. There's clearly military operations going on. And the military operations clearly do involve child sex trafficking. I do believe that girl that was rescued in South America was trafficked. And I do believe that these drug trafficking operations that our military is conducting right now to combat drug trafficking will lead to the rescue of adults and children who are trafficked. So everything is lining up for this all to be real, but I'm just trying to be really cautious and just cautiously optimistic that that is what is happening. So Q posted 2 years ago that President Trump will be up all night, and President Trump doesn't have anything on his schedule tomorrow, and people messaged me that the military is supposed to do a briefing instead of Trump. I'm not sure if that's true, but that's what I've been told. I didn't hear that myself, but that's what people are telling me. I think this is going to be a really big week, and I think that by the time I wake up later today that we may have confirmation that some of these sex trafficking operations have gone down. I don't know. But I do believe this is going to be a really big week. There's a lot of military operations going on right now, and I just think that everybody needs to stay positive, stay calm, and we just need to pray for our military, we need to pray for President Trump, and we need to pray for these children. Let's pray that this is it, that these kids are going to get rescued, and that they're going to need, and they're going to get the, you know, the health care and the love and the support that they need. So, I guess that's all I have to say for today. All right, if you guys want my hat, you can buy it on liz-croken.myshopify.com. If you want to support me, you can through paypal.me/lizcroken. And that's it. I'll try to get a video out to you guys, you know, in the next few days. We'll see what happens. I do think it's going to be a really big week. So just hang in there. This hopefully will all be over soon, and we'll all get back to our normal lives, and this country will get on the right track, hopefully, really soon. So you guys take care.